the search for revenue at Google.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We'll get a look today at how the tech sector is doing. Google will report its quarterly earnings after the stock market closes. The company has been doing a lot of spending lately on new businesses and technology, but how much money is coming in from Google's bread-and-butter business, those ads it sells next to search results? Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
When it comes to tech these days, it's all about mobile. It's becoming the way we search online. Benjamin Schachter is an internet analyst for Macquarie Research.
We think that right now you're probably talking about somewhere between 12 and 15% of all searches happening on mobile devices. And by the end of just 2012, you're likely to see that number move to 25 to 30%.
For Google, the trend is a mixed blessing. The company's mobile business is growing, but mobile ads are bringing in less per click than search ads on a computer. Google says its revenue per click was down 8% last quarter. Colin Gillis is a tech analyst for BGC Financial. He says there are just some things that people don't want to buy on a cell phone.
Not many people are looking to buy a car or purchase an airline ticket necessarily from their smartphone.
Google also gives a cut of its sales to companies like Apple in return for being a search engine on iPhones and iPads. Analysts say Google could boost its mobile ad revenue if the company's investments in social media and mobile pan out. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
Well, speaking of Apple, it's being sued by the federal government. The Department of Justice is accusing Apple and five publishers of fixing prices for electronic books or e-books. Three of the publishers have already settled. Marketplace's Eve Tro joins us now to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell us what this lawsuit aims to do.
Well, the Department of Justice basically wants to make the market for e-books more fair. It's a big slap on the wrist to Apple and these publishers to try to get them to stop setting prices for e-books. Of course, the publishers want to set prices to make more money. They're not going to be able to make more money now.
Right.
That's good news for us, bad news for them. As for Apple, e-books haven't really been a huge business for them anyway. Amazon actually already had more of the business. Their Kindle is the big thing, and now they can sell books for the Kindle at whatever price they want.
Well, could this lawsuit end up changing what we pay for e-books?
It will. They'll get cheaper. But individual e-books aren't really the big deal, says Ken Doctor. He studies digital media at Newsonomics. He says the big long-term game is subscriptions, like Netflix or Audible.com. So Amazon a few years ago had this service called Prime, where
right.
you paid like $80 a year and you got free delivery. Well, now they've added all this digital content to that.
Now Prime members get access to movies. They can borrow books from the Amazon library. So Amazon, look for Amazon to make more deals around books, because what the DOJ suit and the settlements do is give the retailers a lot more flexibility.
So he expects an Apple-Amazon war, not just about ebook prices. These companies want us to pick one of them for all of our content, one device for movies, books, magazines, and everything.
And they're going to be fighting over all of that. Marketplace's Eve Tro, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up about 1% in Hong Kong, down about 0.5% right now in London and Paris. Natural gas prices have fallen to their lowest point in about a decade. That's thanks to oversupply and low demand because of the warm winter. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow finally snapped its five-day losing streak with an 89-point gain to close at 12,805.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
New Orleans is getting ready for its annual Jazz Fest, which starts at the end of the month. And while I'm sure the music will be fantastic as usual, it turns out the Crescent City has a little work to do when it comes to the business side of things. Zoe Sullivan has more now from New Orleans.
New Orleans is practically synonymous with music. There's Jazz Fest, Louis Armstrong, and Lil Wayne.
Where everything happening today, you don't know whether you're coming or going.
Still, just because music is a big business here doesn't mean that the artists are the ones making the money. Wild Wayne is a local DJ.
A lot of artists that have, you know, made some top 10 records across the country, you know, if you look back through the annals of New Orleans music history, you know, didn't get paid. You know, you had somebody that made off like a fat rat, but it wasn't the artist.
You got drugs, sir. Sure you ain't got no drugs.
Wayne wants artists to get a bigger cut, so he and a business partner started a monthly event called Industry Influence. It's the first Monday of the month in a desolate industrial neighborhood. Hundreds of young African-American men, and some women, line up for the latest Industry Influence night.
It's definitely where we come together and meet, talk about politics of music in the city, arts.
This is Dapa. He's a rapper with a local group called the Rap Pack.
This is where we come together, and this is here where we did our first show.
It's like culinary arts in the kitchen. Uh-huh. Cook it, cut it, and ship it.
He's here to learn how to deal with copyright issues, but he's also here to make contacts and show his group's stuff. Industry Influence has met regularly for 5 years. Hundreds of artists come each month to network and learn from panels on topics like monetizing your music. They also come to perform. Wild Wayne says the business skills are a big reason for the program's success.
What we do for the cats that are talented but don't have the business, I just think we make them whole. And when you make someone whole and they can make their own money, it just kind of goes back to the teach a man the fish concept.
While Dwayne and his partner are talking about expanding Industry Influence to other markets, like Jackson, Mississippi, and Eastern Texas. In New Orleans, I'm Zoe Sullivan for Marketplace.
And finally to South Greensburg, Pennsylvania, where one local official has had it with garage sales. He wants a law to limit residents to 2 two-day sales per year. He told KDKA-TV he wants to, quote, prevent people from going to flea markets, buying junk, bringing it home, then putting it into their garage and calling it a garage sale, end quote. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.